I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. State officials say Adventureland's Raging River ride has received 5 years of satisfactory inspection results. An 11-year-old boy died after a fatal accident this weekend on the ride. The Raging River ride was inspected last Friday. The inspector found, quote, no code violations at this time. The father of Michael Jaramillo told ABC News his son and other family members were trapped by the ride's seatbelts when the boat carrying them flipped on the ride. Police say Michael Jaramillo died Sunday from his injuries. Three others were injured as well. His older brother is hospitalized in critical condition. A Davenport attorney has been appointed to serve on a state redistricting commission. The commission will conduct public hearings about new maps that will be drawn later this year. Senate Democratic leader Zach Walls says today that Jasmine Newton will replace Deidre Dejere of Des Moines on the Temporary Redistricting Advisory Commission. Dejere was the first African-American to win a primary for statewide office in 2018 in Iowa. When she unsuccessfully ran for Secretary of State, she is believed to be considering a run for Iowa governor. Iowa's drought is apparently getting worse, according to the director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Midwest Climate Hub. Dennis Toti says prospects for the rest of this summer are hard to guess. At best, Iowa would get enough rain to hold off an even worse drought. Toti says the drought has been the worst in 20 years, and long-term forecasts don't call for much rain in the Midwest in the next week. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.